BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Gifts for the King.
While Jesus was still a young child, some men came from the east. Their research revealed that a royal redeemer had been born in Israel. They went to Jerusalem and talked to King Herod. They said, "Where's the child who's been born king of the Jews? We see his star, and we came to worship him." Herod was evil and cruel. He became angry when he heard the news of a different king born in his domain. Still, he controlled himself and told the men that he would look into the matter. He called for the priests and teachers and said, "Where does your scripture say Messiah is to be born?" Oh, they were quick to answer, "He's to be born in Bethlehem." Herod went back to his visitors and told them, "Go to Bethlehem. Once you have found the child, report back to me. I'd like to go worship him as well." The men traveled the few miles to Bethlehem, to the house where Joseph, Mary, and the child lived. They bowed down before Jesus and worshiped him. They gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. God warned these men that they were not to return to Herod, so they traveled home a different way. That night, an angel appeared to Joseph. "Get up! Herod will send soldiers to kill the child. Go to Egypt and stay there until I tell you to return." So Joseph got up in the night and took his family to Egypt. Herod was angry when he realized the men from the east had disobeyed him. He sent soldiers to Bethlehem and had all the young boys killed, those under the age of 2. In time, Herod died, and the angel told Joseph that it was safe to return to Israel. Still, he decided to move his family to Nazareth instead of going back to Bethlehem. Jesus grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. When he was 12 years old, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. When it was time to return home, Jesus stayed behind at the temple without his parents knowing. They traveled a whole day thinking he was among the crowd. That evening, they realized he was missing. They went back to Jerusalem and searched for him for 3 days. Finally, they found him in the court of the temple, sitting among the teachers. He was listening to them and asking questions. Everyone that heard him was amazed at his understanding and his ability to answer questions. His mother ran up and said, "Son, how could you do this to us? We've been searching for you." He said, "Surely you knew I'd be here in my father's house, doing his business." They didn't understand what he was talking about. Jesus went back to Nazareth and lived in submission to his parents. He grew and matured, was respected by all that knew him. God's blessing was on his life.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.